We're in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We're in Sif Aleph. The Rama says, "Vidnidak gulach zorach shliach tzibur hayoser hagan v'hayoser gadol b'toru b'maisim she'efshar limso she'yispalas lichos yamin noraim." One should be careful to only use a shliach tzibur who is the best, who is the greatest in Torah and in actions that you can find to daven slichos and daven on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah writes that we have a minhag that once somebody started davening for the Amud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur once, then you can't give the mitzvah to someone else. And if he gets sick, then the kahal could put someone else up. But when he gets better, then he should go back and take the job again. Someone who goes to non-Jewish courts, he is not worthy of being a shliach tzibur on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur unless he did tshuva. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that if there's machlokes, two people want to daven or something like that, then it's best... for someone who is eino hagan to daven, meaning it's better to avoid machlokas as much as possible, the person should be mevater in order to allow someone else to daven. The Rama adds, v'shehe ben shloshim shanim, he should be 30 years old. Gam she'ein nasoin, he should be married. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for being 30 is because that's when a levi is roi for avoda, and tefillah is keneged avoda, and also because then he has a broken heart. Once he's 30 years old, he's already experienced some pain. The Shaar Tzion says he doesn't know why that this is the case. It should really be 60, but maybe because 30 is half of 60, so you have already experienced some pain. He should be married. But if there are two people, the Mishnah Berurah says, one who's a Ben Torah, Yari Shamayim, but he doesn't have all these attributes, and a second one who's a Pashuk guy, but he's married and is 30, then the Ben Torah should come first. If you're deciding between a 30-year-old and someone who's married, then the Rav Osner writes that the married person comes first. And another prat, which is not mentioned over here, is that the person should be nismale zakano. He should have a full beard, or at least be able to grow a full beard. This is mentioned in Siman and Gimel, and this, according to the poskim, is more important than being married and being 30 years old. The Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that more important than all these attributes is someone who has a voice that is able to cause people to have a broken heart and cause people to have more kavana in their davening. The Ramakan thing is, Miu Kol Yisrael, Ksherim Heim, Rakshia Merutza LaKahal. Anybody is able to daven as long as they're someone who the people want. Avul Mispal B'chazaka Inon Rachar Vamin. But if someone forces their way into being Shliach Tzibur, then we don't answer Amen to him. Chain Tzarch Shiotzi Kol Adam B'Tvila. So he should have in mind everyone when he's davening. V'miyelo Sona, Mechavin Shalot Tzio. But if there's someone who he doesn't like and he has in mind not to be Motzi him when he davens, Gamo Avim Einam Yotzim B'Tvila. So then nobody's Yotze. So therefore you should not have in mind not to be Yotze anybody in the community. There are some who have a minog that the person who davens slichos davens shachars and mincha of that day as well, because as Mishnah Berurah explains, if you start in the mitzvah, so then we tell the person to finish the mitzvah also. And there are some who say that even the marv before he should daven, but for sure the marv afterwards he would not daven because that's not shaykh to that day. The Magen Avram writes that because of this minhag, he even comes before an avel or a moel or someone who has yartzeit, because this is what the people want. Whereas the El Yarabah says, no, a yartzeit person should really come first, so it depends on the minhag of the community. Siv Beis, Nogin Lisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. The minhag is to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Ramah is, Hamadakim Nagu Shakolech and Misana Asari Yamim, V'chein Nachon Lasos. Many people are knowing to fast for 10 days. And this is what is best to do. V'chol leilo tanis ain't tzarich lahashlim, but you don't have to finish the fast completely. Vein korim behem vayichal afilu b'Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't do vayichal on these days because they're not actual tanios tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even people who just hit bar mitzvah should fast on these days. And this fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah doesn't require a kabbalah, and it doesn't require that you finish. So really, this is what the minhag appears to be. The minhag of many is you don't fast a full day of Rosh Hashanah, rather you just fast until Chatzos, or you fast until Mincha Gedola, a half hour after Chatzos, and this should really be what people do. This is Machzat Hashaka writes that this is what is done. So this is, people should try, if they can, to make it until Mincha Gedola or Chatzos without eating on Erev Rosh Hashanah, in order to be Ma'orer Tshuva, etc. We generally don't say Anenu if we're not fasting the entire day. So even though you can say Anenu, just not mention Tzom Tani Seinu, as we saw earlier in Hilchos Tanios, better not to say Anenu in Mincha if we're not actually fasting the whole day. So the Mishnah Berurah said that it doesn't require Kabbalah, it doesn't require one to accept the fast upon themselves. However, Rav Yashav says that that was in the time when it was the minhag of everyone to fast the full day of Rosh Hashanah. But now that people don't really have such a minhag, if there is someone who wants to fast the entire day, they should be makabel at the mincha beforehand that they are fasting. But again, it seems the minhag olam Erev Rosh Hashanah is to fast until Chatzos or Mincha Gedol.